Roll it again.
It's a whole family thing. We all love it together.
Everyone around you shares your passion, your interests.
It's an environment filled with nothing but positivity.
You can't put it into words how much the whole community means to me and how much I've been able to find friends and family.
You're here with all of your friends and you just get to see the creativity and the light in people's eyes.
All right, what's going on, everybody? So we just released our episode late last night of some of the guests that were announced for Star Wars Celebration 2022 in Anaheim, California. And since that recording, since that release of that episode, so many names have been dropped. Earlier this afternoon, which is Thursday, April 7th, many more guests were announced. Autographs and photo ops went on sale today for all of the guests that have been announced so far. Just so much has changed in like the last 20 hours, 12 hours. It's been absolutely crazy. I wanted to hop on here kind of, I guess, for like an emergency sort of episode, I guess, if you will. Just update you on all of the guests that have been announced since the last episode. And kind of give you an update on where sales are for autographs and photo ops. And if you are on the fence about anything, maybe go ahead and grab those autographs or photo ops if you are unsure, because you do have until, I believe, May 11th to ask for a refund if you decide not to go through with those autographs. And I just felt I needed to get on here and get some information out to all of you out there, just in case you weren't aware, because all this is happening really, really, really fast. I know the big thing for cons, you know, since the pandemic, unfortunately, has been the use of the plexiglass. And I am all for it, for the safety of the celebrities and the fans. But from my understanding, it will be up to the celebrities and the guests if they want to use the plexiglass. It will be available to them there at Star Wars Celebration. It'll be up to them. And from what I read on the official Pix website, the Epic Photos website, is they're going to try to update you as much as they can, because the celebrity or the guest does have until basically up to the time of the photo op to decide whether or not they are going to use it with the fans. They said if you are not happy with the decision, whether they do or don't have it, whatever, you know, you feel comfortable with, you can get a refund. So that is super cool that that will be an option there at Celebration. So if you get there and you want to take a photo with, let's say, Anthony Daniels, and he decides he wants to use the plexiglass and you don't aren't comfortable with that, you can get a refund, or vice versa. If he's not using the plexiglass, but you want a plexiglass to be used or don't feel comfortable without one, you can get a refund, which I think is super cool and super important. And I hope they kind of keep us updated as much as they can. I'm just going to go through some of these guests that have been announced. We have Amy Allen, Carl Weathers, Dee Bradley Baker has been announced, which is awesome. Emily Swallow. Who else we got? Dickie Beer, Katie Sackhoff has been announced, which is awesome. Kevin Thompson, Margot Abasolos. I think we actually went over her last night. But they've all been announced. I'm trying to think. I feel like there might have been some more that I missed. If I did, I'm sorry. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday tickets are available for photo ops and for autographs, as I mentioned. And I believe at the time of this recording, table autographs for Ashley Eckstein are actually sold out for all days, which is insane. Her price came in at a whopping $125. Ooh, a little expensive for my taste, I think. I already do have two Ashley Eckstein autographs, which I was lucky enough to pick up at the last celebration. One of them being actually was signed to Soko Tano Pop that she had released via her universe. So it'd be super cool if they do something like that again, because the pop was only like $25 or something. It was super reasonable. It was available to anyone that got on the website. And it was limited to a specific number, but still, it was a great way to grab her autograph for super cheap if you're interested in that. Her photo op runs $155, a little on the steep side. You know, for Ahsoka Tano fans, Ashley Eckstein fans, you know, maybe it's worth it. She does do other conventions and other cons, and her price is not that high. I've seen people come in and say her photo ops are like $80 to $100 at other conventions, maybe a $120. It is not nearly as high as it is here. So if you have the opportunity to maybe grab an autograph or photo with Ashley at another convention, I would probably lean on going that route. Conventions are fun, so, you know, even though other cons are not, you know, Star Wars specific, they are a great time. They have fan things for every fandom, and, you know, meeting her at one of those would be, I think, just as cool. If you can't make it to Star Wars Celebration or you don't want to drop $155, I do not blame you. But her autographs are sold out. I think she's the only one as of right now that is sold out. One I'm going to kind of try to get in on is Ian McDiarmid. Friday autographs are sold out right now. Everything else is open. There's no times yet, but it does show you the days they are available. If you go to store.epicphotoops.com, you should be able to find the Star Wars Celebration link, or I think they might even be on the Celebration website. I imagine they are. Photo op is running $155, autograph $140. It's a little steep, but you know, I don't want to sound more morbid, or like I don't want to sound negative here, but you know, maybe start grabbing some of these photo ops or autographs from these original trilogy folks and actors. If that's something that you've had your eye on, or something you've been wanting to do. You know, the last few years have been, you know, not the greatest when it comes to some of the original trilogy actors. Carrie Fisher, Peter Mayhew. Yeah, it's just, grab them if you can. I would recommend it. These photo ops and table autographs that you are buying here on these websites, it's like pre-sale, I guess, if that's what you want to call them, even though they are upfront pay. So you pay like right now. I wish we would kind of get heads up when guests were getting announced or when they were going on sale, just so people can kind of plan for it a little more. That's just me. I know a lot of people probably do feel that way as well. I'll go over some of the prices with everyone right now since I've got this pulled up. So Anthony Daniels, his photo op is running $140. He's still available all days. His table autograph is running $125. Thursday and Saturday are sold out. So that's something to keep in mind. I would look into that. Carl Weathers, he will be there on Friday and Saturday. His Friday autographs are sold out, and photo ops and Saturday autographs are still available. $110 for photo op, $100 for autograph, which is honestly not that bad. I kind of dig it. Katie Sackhoff. A lot of you love Katie Sackhoff. I love Katie Sackhoff. I think she's amazing. She plays Bo in the Clone Wars and Rebels. The voices are there, and she plays her in The Mandalorian, which I thought is awesome. Her photos are running $110. She is available for Thursday and Friday. Those are the only 2 days she will actually be there. And her table autograph is running $100, and Thursday is the only day left. So go grab those autographs from her if that is something you are interested in. Jonas Suotamo plays Chewie in the sequel trilogy. He is available all 4 days for photos and table autographs. All days are still available. Photo running $70, autograph running $65, which is a great price, I think, for Jonas there. Giancarlo Esposito, who plays Moff Gideon, he is there all 4 days as well. Photos running $85, table autograph running $85 as well, which I also think is a great price for a lot of the projects he's been in. I think he's a great actor. His Saturday autographs are sold out. Everything else is still available for photo ops and autographs. Emily Swallow, the Armorer in The Mandalorian, and of course the Book of Boba Fett, she's only attending Thursday and Friday. Both days are available still for photo ops and table autographs. Photos are $70, table autographs are $60. Daniel Logan, we love Daniel Logan, young Boba Fett. He will be all 4 days. Photos are $60, as well as autographs $60 as well. Still available for all 4 days. I know he's doing a lot of cons as well. He's coming near me here soon, so I think I'm going to try to grab something there. Yeah, D. Bradley Baker voices all the clones, right? In the Bad Batch, everything. He's going to be there Friday through Sunday. Photos $60, autographs $80, and he is available still for all 3 days. Kind of running through again some of these prices for photo ops, autographs, the availability that is still there. Carrie Jones is also there. He plays Black Chrysanthemum in the Book of Boba Fett. He will be all 4 days as well, and his availability is still open. Photo $60, table autograph $50. Great price there. Those are the big ones. Star Wars Celebration also announced some of the panels that are going to be headed our way. So one of the panels that was announced already is the Bad Batch panel. Star Wars Celebration posted David Collins will be hosting the panel, and the Bad Batch executive producer and supervising director Brad Rao, executive producer and head writer Jen Corbett, and the story editor Matt Michnovets will be joined also by actors D. Bradley Baker, who voices the whole Bad Batch, and Michelle Ang, who voices Omega, which is awesome. Omega will be there as well, or I should say Michelle Ang will be there as well. I think she might be doing autographs and stuff too. I didn't see her name pop up on that Paige, though, but I do believe she will be doing those, or at least she's a guest. I do know that for sure. But they're going to be talking about season one of The Bad Batch and maybe giving us a little hint, some exciting hints of what's to come in season two. That's going to be an exciting panel. Another panel they announced was Saturday, May 28th, Mando, A Conversation with Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni. This will be the first time they are doing a panel together since The Mandalorian launched. I think the last one they did was probably a Star Wars Celebration 2019, where they showed a little bit of footage from season one, and we were introduced to these characters and the actors, and Pedro Pascal, who I hope is announced for Celebration. Again, some of the guests that were announced, Michelle Ang, she is there, Dee Bradley Baker, Dickie Beer, Amy Allen, who played Ayla Secura, Katie Sackhoff, who played Bo-Katan, Amy Swallow, the Armorer, Carl Weathers, Greef Karga, and also Apollo Creed. And yes, Carl Weathers is awesome. Michelle Ang, Omega, yes, I think I already said her name. I'm excited that she is coming. And the Celebration actually will open Thursday, May 26th, with a Lucasfilm panel. And they're going to talk about all... I think they're going to have a lot of the live-action filmmakers actually be come together for this panel. They're going to talk about some of the upcoming Star Wars shows, including Obi-Wan, Andor, Mando, all of that fun stuff. And they're going to keep announcing stuff. I already know they're going to keep announcing stuff. It's been a crazy day. It's only Thursday. I imagine they'll start doing more stuff, maybe even tomorrow, maybe even early next week. But guys, we're getting close. We're 49 days away as of this recording, and I am getting so excited. One thing, I'm not mad about it, but, you know, the fact that some of these photo ops and autographs are selling out already, it kind of does suck that we don't have the full guest announcement. I kind of wish they would have, you know, said, hey, this celebrity or this actor, actress is coming, and their photo op / autograph goes on sale this day. So you can kind of plan for it, or announce everybody and then not release any of the sales for this stuff until like 2 weeks before Celebration, you know, just because, you know, I know there's a lot of people, including myself, you know, holding out hope that Hayden Christensen comes, Ewan McGregor comes, heck, Oscar Isaac to come. I think that would be awesome. I don't know. Like, obviously the bigger names will probably be announced later down the line, but it's hard to like, okay, maybe people want to use a majority of their budget for those once in a lifetime opportunity to meet or get an autograph from Hayden Christensen or Ewan McGregor, but they can't because they want to get some of these actors that they want to, you know, maybe meet or get an autograph from. It's kind of a double-edged sword, right? You don't want to wait, them not show up, and then you miss out on an opportunity for one of these fine actors that are coming, but you don't want to hold out hope and then, or you don't want to get one of these and then not have enough money in your budget for, you know, one of those big actors. So I don't know. Hayden Christensen was there at the last Celebration. His ticket prices were not cheap. I believe they were in the $200 to $300 range, which is insane. But also, he's one of those people that you are not going to get an autograph from in person or a photo op anywhere else, really. He does very few cons, maybe one a year, two a year tops. That's probably on a good year. And I'm also holding out hope that maybe we get like a dual photo op from Hayden Christensen and Ian McDiarmid, or Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor, which would be, oh my God, I would probably surrender and throw my white flag in the air and say, take all my money. Because Revenge of the Sith is my favorite Star Wars movie, and I grew up with the prequels, and it would mean a lot to me. A lot of great announcements so far. More to come, I am sure. I expected this episode to be coming out in like another week or two at the earliest, but they dropped a doozy on us today. They threw all the sales up today. Like I said, if there's anything you're on the fence off, go do it. Maybe, you know, grab that Anthony Daniels or Ian McDiarmid photo op or auto if you're unsure. Carl Weathers. Because, you know, stuff looks like it's kind of selling out fast. And maybe people are freaking out, so that's why they're selling so fast. I don't know. I will try to keep an eye on it and get all the information out to you fine folks. Keep a lookout for more episodes like this on the road to Star Wars Celebration 2022. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Carbonite Crew Show. You can go ahead and search it. We will pop up. We have movie reviews, TV show reviews coming soon. We have a full show that we try to release weekly to bi-weekly, where me and Steven sit down and just talk, you know, about what's going on in the world of pop culture and just, you know, in the world, you know, news, if it's fun. We try to have a good time. And if you are headed to Star Wars Celebration, go ahead, DM us. I would love to get the opportunity to meet any of you and all of you that I can. I'm ready to have a good time with some good people, celebrate Star Wars, celebrate pop culture in this fandom, and yeah, make some new friends. I am ready. Thank you guys for listening. Again, Star Wars Celebration 22 is coming to Anaheim. This is the road to Star Wars Celebration. Stay tuned. More news and announcements are coming, I am sure. So until next time, guys, may the Force be with you, and much love.